Chapter 1. Loving in the present. 1. A new beginning. A new beginning. We must learn to live each day, each hour, yes, each minute, as a few, as a new beginning, as a unique opportunity to make everything new. Imagine that we could live each moment as a moment pregnant with new life. Imagine that we could live each day as a day full of promise. Imagine that we could walk through the new year, always listening to a voice saying to us, I have a gift for you and can't wait for you to see it. Imagine. It's possible that our imagination can lead us to the truth of our life. Yes, it can. The problem is that we allow our past, which becomes longer and longer each year, to say to us, you know it all, you have seen it all. Be realistic. The future will be just another repeat of the past. Try to survive it as best you can. There are many cunning folks jumping on our shoulder and whispering in our ears the curse line. There is nothing new under the sun. Don't let yourself be fooled. When we listen to these folks, they eventually prove themselves right. Our new years, our new day, our new hour become flat, boring, dull, and without anything new. So what we need to do? First, we must send the folks back to where they belong, in their folks' home. And then we must open our mind and our hearts to the voice that resounds through the walls and hills of our life, saying, let me show you where I live among my people. My name is God with you. I will wipe away all the tears from your eyes. There will be no more death and no more mourning or sadness. The world of the past has gone. We must choose to listen to that voice, and every choice will open us a little more to discover the new life hidden in the moment, waiting eagerly to be born. 2. Wish out odds and ifs and if. It is hard to live in the present. The past and the future keep harassing us. The past which guides, the future which worry. So many things have happened in our life about which we feel uneasy, regretful, angry, confused, or at least ambivalent. And all these feelings are often colored by guide that says you ought to have done something other than what you did. You ought to have said something other than what you said. This ought keep us feeling guilty about the past and prevent us from being fully present to the moment. Worse, however than our guides are our worry. Our worry fills our life with what if I lost my job? What if my father dies? What if there is no enough money? What if the economy goes down? What if a war breaks out? This many if can so fill our mind that we become blind to the flowers in the garden and the smiling children on the street, or deaf to the graceful voice of friend. The real enemies of our life are the odds and the if. They pull us backward into the unalterable past and forward into the unpredictable future, but real life takes place in the here and now. God is the God of the present. God is away in the moment. Be that moment hard or easy, joyful or painful, when Jesus spoke about God, he